welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Take a moment and introduce a couple to you that we've been talking and I've been really getting to know them, and I really enjoy them so much. This is Don and Janet Mounts, everybody. Let's give them a big round of applause real quick. Now, they've been doing ministry for a while, and I just thought it would be a great opportunity to have Don come and share with us today, and he's got a hot topic for you guys, okay? But Don and Janet have worked for the Lord for many years. That's the way you phrase it when you get to the level they're at. Okay, it's for many years serving. They've been pastors, missionaries, and evangelists, and they're now active in itinerant ministry, just going around doing ministry here and there and everywhere that the Lord sends them, and we're just really blessed because God sent them here today. They have served as international directors at large and national and then national directors with the Full Gospel Businessmen as well. International, they served on the board with Team Thrust for the Nations, and they've worked, in ministry for a while. But Don's testimony is this. He was a street child with no supervision, and the decisions that he made on his own, not knowing the Lord, and with his family background of being born in Kentucky, with both of his parents coming from the famous Hatfield and McCoy family. He had a background that was, had a lot of witchcraft in it and violent behavior, and he came to know the Lord as a young adult. It changed his life. Mm-hmm. He's been serving God ever since. Jesus actually appeared to Don three different times in his life. Once in 1975, he was healed of severe headaches, and that resulted in him not having a headache since, or a cold, or the flu, since that time. So Don and Janet, we're blessed to have you as witnesses for the Lord here at Lighthouse Church, and we just want to welcome you. Would you guys please stand and give Don and Janet a big welcome?
Thank you. Well, it's my privilege to be here today. Thank you so much for having me. It's not Pastor Kevin's necessary idea that I told him that I had a word for this church. I believe that I did. But I want to tell you one thing, that the Holy Spirit, is building a structure here. Now listen to me. The Holy Spirit is building a structure here. And it's going to be gigantic, tremendous. And your opportunity is become a support, a part of that structure. Because one of these days, it's going to be noticed in a tremendous way. But you have to know that that's happening. And we have here some of the greatest anointed worship. Whew. I don't know if you ever do this, but when I get in the presence of worship like this, I leave. I'm here, but I'm not here. I'm lifted up. I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. That's my wife right there. Her name is Janet. I asked the Lord one time, I said, do you get tired of me thanking you for Janet? We have heaven on earth. We have heaven on earth. Some of you may not believe that, but it's true. And it's not for show. We have it 7 days a week. The Bible says it's a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. But notice what he said. Husbands, love your wives. And as a result, you can get into that great mystery of Christ and the church. See, it's you got to get that. You can get into that love channel. It's like heaven and earth kissing, and you're right in the middle of the smack. It's true. It's true. There is an experience that you can get in marriage that's beyond just ordinary marriage. There's an experience. And I have to say, we've reached that. Wow. I'd like to be able to get that over, but I can't. It's better felt than telt. You just can't do it. But my what I meant to say a while ago, that I told the pastor I felt like I had a word for this church. And this is it. Was Paul a woman hater? Now, I'm going to ask you to stay with me, please. God told me, he said, I was going to get up when you was in the middle of that message and walk out. But I'm glad I stayed. I'm glad he did too. So, please, stay with me until the end. This message is dedicated to Holy Spirit-filled, called of God, women, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, anointed in all phases of ministry. This is to eradicate all prejudice from everybody's mind, to allow the Spirit. Now, wait a minute. God spoke through a donkey, a rooster, a fig tree. You know he can speak through women. I also dedicate this message to the Southern Baptist Convention, dismissing member churches for ordaining women pastors. Our text is 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shame for women to speak in church. That's a statement, question, statement slash question submitted by Judaizers. 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Paul's words to converted Gnostic students at Ephesus. This part, I can't get in all of it, so this part I'll go into Thursday night at 6:30. If you want the complete message, you'll have to come then. The Talmud was the oral law corrupted by oral teaching of the scribes and rabbis. It was perverted over the years by prejudiced men, dishonest in the way they interpreted the Torah, the five books of Moses. Ungodly men used the Talmud to benefit and suit themselves in disregard to the truth of the Word of God. Their rendition was women not only could not teach, but women were chattel, owned by men, bought and sold like animals. Women were slaves, unmarried, ruled by their fathers, married, ruled by their husbands, with no say about it themselves. Did Paul say that? You know, some people believe he did. They believe that Paul said that, and they teach that too. The Judaizers loved the Talmud. They loved it, promoted it. They stood against anyone who didn't accept it as law. That's the reason they hated Jesus and Paul. They hated. Did you know that one step away from religion is murder? Some of the slime of the Talmud has dipped over into the body of Christ. Was Paul one that promoted the Talmud? Some think he was. Did Paul say one thing in one place and something else in another? Did he contradict himself? Did he have Alzheimer's? To all these questions, a resounding no. As we will show, Paul ministered with women on the basis of equity. His ministry instructions were the same for women or men. Paul's qualification is God chose him to write nearly half the New Testament. His name, his mark on the body of Christ is indelible. Some think it was the words of Paul when he repeated the words of the Judaizers, let women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. The Talmud law does not permit them to learn either. They had a word for that back in Kentucky. Let's keep them barefoot and pregnant. These were not Paul's words. Paul was allowing the Corinthians to see a question submitted to him by comparison. His instruction of church service he had received from the Lord. And then all can choose. He gave the word from the Lord how to conduct. And he said, if I tarry long, that thou mayest knowest how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And so what he did was he gave the illustration in one area, and then he gave the illustration of the law. And we'll see that. Those were the words. There may be some exceptions, and some men have been injured by women. Yeah, okay. But as a group, the injuries, abuses, and prejudicial treatment of women by far exceeds any group on the face of the earth. As minor as some may think this subject is, it has disrupted, divided the body of Christ. It is important we understand what the Bible says about ministry of women for all concerned. Now, not just the fact that it is accepted where we are. That's not enough. Just because everybody in our culture accepts women, that's not enough. We need to understand what the Bible actually says about women's ministry. Does Paul's position coincide with the rest of the Bible? One of the major denominations has stood against women pastors. And be assured, all forms of ministry from that very decision about women's ministry will be attacked. Teaching, singing, prophesying, praying, all of it. It is a step back into the dark ages. Again, the villain verse, we'll get into it in 1 Corinthians 14:34. But first of all, I'd like to set the unchanging stage in 1 Corinthians 11 and 11. We want to look at that and see what Paul's theme was. You know, Paul had a theme concerning men and women. 1 Corinthians 11, 11 and 12. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. What did he teach? He taught his theme was mutual dependency. Some women actually think that Paul was a woman hater. And I'm telling you, he wasn't. If we understand what he says and how he says it. In verse 5, he said, but every woman that prayeth or prophesieth. So we know that Paul agreed and accepted women prophesying. With her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head, but for that it is even as one that if she should be saved. In other words, he's talking about headdress, and I'm glad he mentioned this down at verse 16. He said, but if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the church of God. In other words, it's not worth arguing about. If you want to wear a hat, okay, if you don't, it's okay. Don't matter. Not that important. Then let's go over to 1 Corinthians 14 chapter. He said, follow peace. Now notice Paul, the anointing of the Holy Spirit on Paul to put the love sandwich right in the middle of all this. That's what I call it, the love sandwich. 1 Corinthians 13, that's love sandwich. Then he said in verse 1, follow after charity, that is love. And that's what he sprinkles through this whole chapter. But in order for it to work, you have to have love. Love. Ooh. You know, we have a little granddaughter, and she would come and stay with us in her wintertime, and she made a mark on the mirror with her handprint. You know, my wife and I looked at the handprint, and we just thought that was so cute. We wouldn't wash the mirror because we didn't want to lose that handprint. But you know, we took her some places that they didn't like it at all. And you know what? Love is the oil that makes the machinery work without squeaking. If you're having difficulty with a person, and their eccentrics, you know, those other people's got all those eccentrics. Check your love. Check your love level. And then so follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men or people to edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's what prophecy is. When our pastor gets up here and preaches, and by the way, praise God for a man who will allow somebody to come up and tell him, I got a word for your church, and he says, come on in. What trust, man. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. And notice this, verse 5, I would that ye all, I love that word all. It's actually 5 times in this chapter, all, everybody. It includes some people, you know what? There are some places you're excluded. They might not have a sign up, but you can tell because they kind of turn their back, you know. Yeah, you know when you're excluded, don't you? Yeah, You know, when you're accepted, let me tell you something. You are accepted here. You're wanted. You're important. And it's not because of your reputation. It's not because of you're with somebody. I used to be with a guy who was real tall. Man, I felt so good when I walk around. I just felt so good. But when he wasn't with me, I kind of folded into the woodwork. That's not true here. You're accepted. You're wanted. You're important. You're loved. And I can feel it. And when that worship team, I hope you understand, if I could get that over to you, that you can actually leave this world in corporate worship. When that worship team strikes up, you can actually leave here. You can escape it all. You can? I'm telling you. Where was I? I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except you interpret that the church may receive edifying. It's edifying everything. Verse 23, therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers. Will they not say you're mad? But if all... Notice it said whole church, and then all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not or unlearned. He is convinced of all. He is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and falling down in his face, he worship God and report God as in you of a truth. Yeah, yeah. Supernatural power of God when all worship together in love. And accepting each other in the power of God. Verse 30, if anything be revealed to another and set it by, let him first hold his peace, etc. For you may all prophesy one by one, all may learn, and all may be comforted. Verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and in all churches of the saints. I mean, that was an illustration of the supernatural power of God operating amongst, giving orders through Paul of how it should be. Then why bring up this contrast, this seem out of order place? Now, you have to understand that in the Corinthian church, it was questions. Paul was answering questions from the beginning. They submitted questions and he answered them. This was a question slash statement by the Judaizers. If you understand that, this becomes clear to us. And they said, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. You have to grit your teeth when you say that. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands. What if their husbands are not saved? I mean, at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church. Oh, I like it now. I can see, you know, kind of the blood vessels, you know, kind of protruding out here. Paul, about 5'4" wide. Almost twice as wide as me standing there. This is the picture I got because when I was young, we used to ridicule and harass a Jew that had a fruit stand and would steal his fruit. And he got so angry one time he took an egg.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th, we're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.